Thank you, Chair. I think that the issue is that we are not spelling out what they are suffering from or what they are affected by, right? And that's the problem with this sentence, right? If I read, for example, the statements of the High Commissioner, he is very clear. He says that people of African descent continue to face disproportionate and discriminatory outcomes as a result of these past incidences, right? And maybe we should basically change this whole sentence to start with saying that acknowledging that people of African descent continue to suffer from racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance as a result of colonialism, right? That would be like an appropriate description of what is really happening, right? Just to say suffer without basically saying what they are suffering from essentially is our problem. Maybe we should change the whole sentence, starting with acknowledging that people of African descent continue to suffer from racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance due to colonialism and its legacies, right?